Hi guys, I'm Alan.
And I'm Callum.
And you're listening to this week's episode of What's Now with Alan and Callum, brought to you in partnership with Darrow.org.uk, Scotland's only Creative Commons website. Well, first off, welcome back, Callum.
Thank you, it's good to be back.
Again, are you feeling better?
I'm getting there.
Good. Yeah, I'm feeling better because I didn't have to do another like sad, lonely intro.
I know, I felt really bad when I listened to that back.
I felt bad when I was
like, oh, what have I done?
And then I was like, should I record this again? Probably not.
It was really somber.
It can't come out any better.
The outro was like super somber as well.
I know. Imagine what it's going like when you die. Like the last episode.
Yeah.
I'll do like an in memoriam episode. Yeah. I'm like, so
all my best bits.
This is super cut. Yeah. The other big news, I guess, in addition to Callum being back, we also have a Twitter account now.
Yes.
As mentioned at the end of last week's episode, so if you have any questions or comments or anything like that, you could tweet us now as well, in addition to emailing us at What's Now Pod. So yeah. So this week, what we're going to be talking is TV.
Talking TV.
Talking TV, yeah, just a general kind of TV discussion. Nothing like specific, not like a sort of, we're not discussing like a specific show. It's no, I promise it's not going to be me getting angry at Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. again.
Yeah.
I've done that enough. That might happen, I can't promise anything. But
can never promise that.
I did just say I promise, but I'm good, but I'm immediately reneging on that. I might end up moaning about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But yeah.
Not a sensible thing for you, promise.
No, I'm on the knife edge at all times, more than the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yet still watching it.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that. So yeah, TV. What's now?
The old friend. TV.
When I don't know, like, what's your kind of approach to TV these days? In terms of like actually watching TV, do you still do it?
In terms of like,
sitting down, turning on the TV and watching something when it is scheduled to come on the TV.
Not really.
Like it has
at
been
all.
A long time since I've ever done that.
Yeah, like I can't think of like maybe. Well, no, I was gonna say the watching The Night Manager, but even then, like I watched that, like after the fact, recorded. You know what I mean? So like, I don't think. It has, it's been a long time since I actually thought, all right, okay, that's like 7:45 on a Saturday.
Yeah.
That's whatever, you know what I mean? I don't know what's on
7:45
on a Saturday.
The news, a news bulletin.
Yeah, like, the news.
For 15 minutes.
You know what I mean? Like, I've never like checked the time and been like, oh no, I'm missing that hit show, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you used to do that when you were younger. But obviously, I think it's like part of the issue there is that TV is now like so readily available.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you can't just literally pick and choose what you watch. You're not like at the mercy of a TV schedule.
Yeah.
With like four channels or whatever. You know what I mean? Like it has like, I think we have been kind of lucky in the sense that we've grown up with like it being just kind of a few channels.
Yeah.
Then going to a wee bit more channels and then like literally hundreds of channels. And then like the addition is sort of on demand and recording TV and now things like Netflix and like streaming things online as well.
Yeah, we really came up on like that wave, I suppose, of
the
technology changing.
Because like obviously there's people kind of like a generation above us probably still watch like set watch TV, and then there's a generation below us who didn't really understand
the
concept. Why would you do this?
Yeah.
Why would you sit down at a time when the telly tells you to sit down? Really,
like
any
people watching things, or the one thing I cannot get right is people watching things on like mobile phones and that.
What, like TV?
Yeah, or films or that. I just can't.
What's the point?
I can't bring myself to.
I could see watching it. I could see like owning a tablet and doing it on that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, if
but
you're
like
kinda
something
like
so small.
Yeah, like if you're traveling or something like that.
Yeah.
A tablet or like you're, I don't know, you're in your bed or something like that.
Yeah.
But like for to watch something on a phone, it's too much.
Surely
like
the screen
watch
is
a YouTube clip or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, show your pal something on YouTube, but like to watch an actual.
Look at these sick tricks.
Yeah, like a feature.
Yeah.
A feature film on YouTube.
Yeah.
Needless.
Yeah.
On your phone, sorry. It's like pointless.
Folks sitting with their Apple Watches, like, I'll just get caught up on Game of Thrones, you know what I mean?
How small do you go?
Yeah.
You
know? That's it. Yeah.
Just because you can watch things on like a tiny screen doesn't mean you should.
Definitely not.
Then, like, I mean, obviously, like, phones are getting bigger anyway, you know what I mean?
True.
Like, they're going back up in size. Like you were saying, like, the night manager was probably the last thing you kind of watched on time. But
yeah, kind of.
Did
possibly.
You enjoy the night manager?
Yeah, I liked the night manager. Yeah, I thought it was. I'm not really a massive fan of like BBC stuff,
right?
You know? So I thought it was a nice change because it was like actually good.
I think like the people involved kind of.
Help
with that.
It's like I think the big drama stuff they do every now and then is alright. Like I watched And Then There Were None, like the Agatha Christie thing they did at Christmas and stuff.
Was it good?
And that was really good, yeah. I find it, actually it's interesting to kind of mention the BBC because I think the BBC are one of these things that are definitely try to find their feet in this kind of new TV environment.
Yeah.
Especially something like the BBC because of the whole, because obviously they're provided for by the license fee and it's quite a uniquely British situation, I suppose. But the BBC is like, definitely seems to be like fumbling around a bit recently, like, oh, where do we go? Where do we go now?
Yeah.
Now that people don't tune in at like 5 o'clock.
I mean, obviously, they've already shut off like 3 and the stuff.
Yeah, 3's gone like online only. Yeah.
What's the point,
yeah. Which is a bit like, and that's their youth channel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you make of the BBC? Like, do you agree with the license fee?
Nah, I think they should just get advert. Man up
yeah.
and get adverts.
That
like
was
everybody
what I was
going to
ask
does.
You. Like, would you happily take a BBC with adverts over paying a license fee for a telly and getting like
because
getting no adverts and massive air quotes?
Yeah,
you still get adverts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's no like one show, next show. There is still here's what's new on the BBC.
Yeah,
you know
and see
I mean?
The whole thing about the license fee in particular is like. Less so now, but the idea that like everybody knows, right, if you've ever moved into somewhere, one of the first bits of mail you get is like pay your TV license, you know what I mean, you get your mail thing, it's a total scam. It's like, I just feel as though why should you be bullied into paying for a service that you're not necessarily interested
in?
It's like, it would be like the Sky people come in to your house and, like, just as soon as you move into a house, turning up or sending you a letter and being like, oh, time to pay your Sky subscription. You're like, I've never had Sky. I'm all right, thanks. They're like,
yeah.
Oh, no, but if you're watching a television, then you need to be paying your Sky subscription. You know what I mean? On the off chance that you might be watching Sky. It's the same thing with the BBC. It's like, I don't know, when am I ever, like I said, maybe The Night Manager and things like, and then There Were None, like the big budget stuff, but other than that, it's like, I don't care about, I don't know, I don't even know what else do they have on the BBC,
the news?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, they've got the news, and they've got the one show.
The one show.
And, Country File.
Oh, yeah, I suppose that's their other big ticket item, isn't
programming
it?
For the elderly.
Yeah.
And basically. The housebound.
Yeah, the elderly and the infirm. That's the BBC. Yeah.
But, yeah, I would happily, like, because I really hate the license fee.
Yeah.
It really winds me up, because you shouldn't have to, like, have some to, like, say, oh, I'm allowed to own this TV.
Yeah,
like, fair enough, you need a license to own like to drive a car or to like operate heavy machinery.
Oh, is that TV licensed?
Yeah. It's like, do you sure you know how to work this TV? It's like, yes, it is a TV. Like, come on.
Hate paying the license fee.
Yeah, it just winds me up. Like, it's really, it's just, it seems pointless, you know what I mean? And also, what do they make with the license fee? You know what I mean? What do you actually make of worth with a license fee?
I think the thing with the BBC, their news broadcasting in particular, I'm not... there gets to the point where it's like, I'm not comfortable with... I mean, I don't pay a TV license. Yeah. Just going to say that. But I'm not comfortable with the idea of the public basically being bullied into paying a TV license. Because even if you do, you know what I mean? It's like I said about getting the letters. It's like everybody gets the letters. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we'll know if you're watching TV without a TV license. You know what I mean? And it's... I'm uncomfortable with the idea of that being the case when, in particular, their news and factual output is so, like, hilariously biased all the time.
Yeah, like, skewed towards one side.
Yeah. So I think that in particular, they've got a hard neck to demand everybody pays the license fee when they produce, like, really weird, just one-sided information all the time.
Like, same with, like, I was talking to my dad about, like, Question Time. Because, like, my dad watches it, like, every week. And he, like, watches it and he kind of, like, laughs at it. But he laughs at it for, like, he laughs at it on, like, a level looking at it. Whereas I laugh at it, like, a level above that.
Yeah.
Because, like, he laughs at it because it's, like, these politicians just didn't know anything. And it's, like, ridiculous. Whereas I watch it and I'm going, yeah, they know nothing. But then they get the British public on it to ask questions knowing full well the British public know nothing.
Yeah.
The British public watch this, like, and still know nothing. They pick up nothing from it. Go on Question Time, and it's just like that's snake it. It's like eating its own tail.
Question
like ignorance.
Time, whereby, like... Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like you get on Question Time, and it's like, how can so many people talk for so long and have absolutely nothing said, like, the whole show? Because it's like you're saying, it's like, it just completely reinforces this non-discussion that they have on the show. It's like, I'm a politician going to get up and talk air, you know what I mean, for 10 minutes about nothing. And then I'm going to take some questions that are, like, framed as being, like, oh, these are, like, questions from the people. These are the total hard-hitting questions that Sally for Essex wants to know, you know what I mean? And it's like, and it just isn't.
No. And it's like, they're like, totally empty, just, like, air questions thrown at people. And it's, I don't know.
So what about taxis, Minister? And you're like, well, taxis, that's a thing.
Yes,
that's taxis. A thing, that's a thing, that's something that definitely warrants discussion.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's it. That is, like, you know what I mean, a good...
And then,
spit an image version.
And then you're totally right. Like, you then people sit at home and they're like, "Oh, I feel indignant about this."
I know about taxis. Like, I've thought about taxis before. Like,
yeah, I at least pay some.
Yeah, I know what you mean about, like, the sort of this tricking people into paying the license fee when they produce nothing of merit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, using it.
And I think other channels, likes of your Channel 4s and stuff, you know what I mean, that support themselves through adverts and stuff, have a lot more of, obviously their output, and it's still British television where we have this fascination with, like, I don't know, the way we make TV is quite particular because we make a ton of, like, infotainment factual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically a combination of, like, feel-good TV, because it's like, oh, look how poor and depraved these people are.
Yeah.
I'm not that poor and depraved. You know what I mean? And, like, that's what I was going to say about Channel 4. They're quite guilty of making... It's like your, like, Benefit Street and that, you know what I mean? Or The Scheme or whatever. They're quite guilty for making things like that, but that's just cheap television.
That's the thing, yeah. It was, like, a lot of this sort of... You know what I mean? You look at, like... America and stuff. In fact, look, fair enough, America should be making better things.
Yeah.
Because they're America, where, like, Hollywood is and stuff, you know what I mean? But they have, like, just across the board, so many, like, quality TV shows. Like, what you would call, like, a quality TV show of the, like, quality model.
Yeah.
And then you look at, like, British TV, and it's, like, you maybe, like, across all the, like, four major channels, you'd get, like... six big TV shows and only three of them would be good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is... They've pumped a lot of money into this one. It's rubbish anyway because it's still, like...
It's a total letdown.
I don't know. That's just my attitude to, like, British things anyway. Like, I know you're big on, like, British cinema and stuff, but, like, I can't really get into it that much. You know what I mean?
British TV, though, I just think it just doesn't have that same. There are things every now and then that come along and are quite interesting. But
yeah,
like
your Black Mirror or something.
Yeah,
which is probably one of the last things actually tuned in to watch.
Yeah.
Like, happy to sit through the adverts while it
was actually on. Yeah, probably Black Mirror is the last thing that.
Like that. Look. I do watch the TV. Literally watch the TV. Like, when I am going to my bed, I will turn the TV on for like half an hour and watch whatever's on. Yeah. But I'm not like tuning in at like 12 at night because I need to watch this show.
That's it.
You know what I mean? Like, and if I'm having my dinner and the TV is on, if Doctor Who happens to be on, I'll catch that then. Yeah. But I'm not that huge a Doctor Who guy anyway, so like I used to like it a lot more than I do now. But what was I saying? What was the point I was making?
I don't know.
I can't remember. But yeah, British TV, rubbish.
But yeah, unfortunately, as a bottom line, like I would love to be a country that produced some like kind of world class TV, but just look at like your Breaking Bads and like all that stuff. You would never see that on British television. You know what I mean? It's like it just doesn't have the same clout.
No.
You know what I mean? Things like Game of Thrones and that. It's you're never going to see any of these shows made on British TV because it just doesn't have the same. I don't know. It doesn't seem to have the same. I guess it all comes down to money, doesn't it? It just doesn't seem to have the same financial clout.
Like I was saying, you do get the occasional thing comes along, but it's just few far between, you know what I mean? There's no, like... And I always think the best thing that British TV produces tends to be, like, mini-series things, which are, like, 6 episodes, and that's it forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not, like, a series of TV.
No. Like, you know, not, like, ongoing series, yeah. Yeah. Which I think... things that I've seen, like like Black Mirror is probably like one of the best examples recently.
Going back though,
yeah,
on Netflix, savior of TV,
yeah. Maybe. Well, that's the next point, I suppose, isn't it? It's like if TV is bad, where is it good? You know what I mean? And I think we've already said like American TV tends to be of a higher quality.
Mm-hmm. I mean, part of that, like, I assume part of that is the kind of, like, exotic, over-the-fence kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like, because we are not...
And also, we're not watching, like... Like, America produces a lot of crap TV as well, you know what I mean? We're not sitting
we
down
get,
to
like,
watch,
a filtered
like,
version
yeah,
of, like,
yeah.
American TV.
So when a big show makes it over here, it's like, the best show makes it over, you know what I mean?
Sometimes.
Not when it's
but
like,
we, like
Empire
yeah, we don't
or like what's the country music one?
Nashville.
Yeah.
That's weird, eh? Two music TV shows, like different genres of music TV shows.
Stop making them.
Yeah, nobody cares.
It's clearly not going down very well.
Yeah. But like obviously we didn't get like your kinda like or we do, but they're not on like they're not forced to us through like proper channels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get them on like Bravo and stuff, you're like your Kardashians and your what's the wee baby thing? Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo. Yeah.
And like all your other garbage.
Like Duck Dynasty and stuff.
Yeah, that crap.
Yeah.
Like what's that on the History Channel or something? Oh, God. Duck Dynasty. Like so we do so get weird. It, you know what I mean? But it's not like it's
and all the ones that are on like Dave and that.
Yeah. Like all the rubbish channels.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. Man, what a show.
A good example.
I would say a good example.
Yeah.
I think Dog the Bounty Hunter's great.
Not like when it got later on and it became like, what, like, Dog and Beth do daily things, you know what I mean? But like when it was proper, early...
in his prime, Dog the Bounty Hunter, hunting bounties,
you know what I mean?
With the crew, with the dog pack.
Yeah. That was good. That was good TV.
When you told me that he has that, like, evil son, I was desperate to see an episode where he had to hunt his own son. That would have been amazing.
His, like, criminal son.
And then, like, his son kills him, and then he has to take up the reins and
take up
the bounty hunter.
Mantle of dog. Yeah.
Like, he puts his shades on or something like that. It's like, God. Now I'm the dog. We like that theme tune by Ozzy Osbourne as well, that he sang for that show. That's so mad.
Like, how does that even happen? How do you get Ozzy Osbourne to sing it?
Because it's good, it's a good show.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, I guess the first couple of seasons weren't good, and then when it started becoming a bit more of a, like, reality show about
these two people,
about the family,
and this, like, crazy lion man, and, like, his giant inflatable wife.
What
did you used to watch when you were, like, a kid? What was your, like, stuff that you used to watch? Because presumably you watched TV when you were a child.
Yeah.
Like, actually watched it.
I used to watch, like, I mean, what can I remember watching? I remember watching, like, Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Like, after school or whatever. And I remember watching things like...
Quality programming.
Yeah, I remember watching things like Dragon Ball Z. And
I loved Dragon Ball Z.
Like, Pokemon and Digimon and... What else? Gundam Wing.
Good. I love Gundam.
I remember watching a ton of that show.
You know how much I love Gundam Wing. The thing is, I remember like when I was like a lot younger, and these like anime shows started being kind of like popular in the UK, like your Dragon Ball Z's and stuff like that. They were what I gravitated to, while other people watch like wrestling and stuff. Now like when I have to like interact with people of like my age, you find that there's like a lot of them still watch this like wrestling and stuff. Like they watch like your SmackDown like
WrestleMania
stuff. And I'm like I just didn't get it because it's like it wasn't something my I never watched it either. I was always more watching like anime stuff when I was a lot younger. And then like more just other American cartoons.
What was it? Cartoon Network had like what, like Toonami?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
That was another, that became like another channel.
Was that another channel?
Yeah,
that
it started off, you used to get like Dragon Ball Z and stuff on Cartoon Network. And then they made like, I think it was Toonami that had all the sort of more teen stuff on it.
Ah, right, okay.
And Cartoon Network just stayed with like Dexter's Lab.
Yeah, I remember all that stuff.
Which was good.
Yeah.
See, Powerpuff Girls is coming back.
Really?
Yeah. With actual women writing it.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, probably a good idea. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, some of the, like, I used to love the anime stuff that, like, came on, like, let's like say, like, Dragon Ball Z was amazing. Did you ever watch, I mean, we've discussed this before, like, Tenchi Muyo.
I don't know.
It was so weird. It was such a bizarre, like, it was a bizarre, because I love the way that these shows, like, I've tried, like, Netflix has a lot of, like, anime stuff. Like,
yeah.
And I've tried to, like, get into watching some of them, but I can't. Because they're never as, like, bananas as they used to be, I feel. And maybe that's just because I was younger, but even, like, thinking about the ideas behind them, like, that Tenchi Muyo thing, is something, like, I can't even properly remember, but it's something to do with, like, this guy who, he has to fight, like, demon kind of people, and one of these demons has, like, a spaceship that transforms into, like, a wee rabbit thing.
Nice.
And she's, like, this sexy lady who ends up falling for him.
Oh.
And at the same time, this, like, alien princess lands on Earth and also falls for him. And then the show becomes this weird, like, Three's Company thing for, like, ages. It's just, like, this weird, who will he go for? It's so bizarre. And, like, that's the thing that I love about, like, obviously the sort of Japanese, like, anime attitude to making shows. It's like, here's, like, this wacky patch, and then they immediately must go... Brilliant, make 500 episodes like, not even like go and make like a series or a pilot.
Do
100 episodes, get them out there, we'll watch them, we'll like make sure people watch them. Such a weird show.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw that one.
Probably for the best.
I just remember watching, I think it was like, must have been coming in from school and just always seeing Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Like, all the time. And it would always be, like... And I remember they would have... With that show, there would be, like, epic fights that were spread out over, like, 12 episodes or something. Yeah. You would have, like, the, like... Goku like Frieza fight
that was like so 10 many episodes long yeah. or something. Most of that series was that fight.
Yeah. And it was just like, how can you get away with doing this? It's just so, and you get a whole episode of someone going for like a whole episode.
Yeah, like you get whole episodes of Goku like gathering the spirit bomb to hit Majin Buu with
at
the end of the show.
It's like, and that would be a whole episode.
What age were you when you realised Frieza was actually a guy?
I don't know.
I was a lot older.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, she wasn't.
Yeah, because
Frieza
like
was not a guy.
Woman's voice. Yeah.
So crazy, that show. Amazing, though. The kind of thing that was just the greatest thing ever when you were a kid. You know what I mean? Like, what's not to like about it?
This is so cool.
Yeah.
It's like him. Like we're saying, Gundam Wing as well. Giant robots. Yeah, giant
fighting
robots
each other. That's, I just wish they would make that as a film. Because having watched Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't like Pacific Rim, right? But the robot versus the monster stuff is great. Yeah. Like, regardless of how bad like other things in the film are, or how good other things in the film are, they are, that robot versus monster stuff looks incredible. And it's like, could you imagine how good it would be if it was multiple robots fighting multiple other robots instead of these weird, like, monsters?
Yeah.
So good. Well, like, a really, like, decent story as well. Yeah. Like, that was the thing, because I watched it, like, I've watched it multiple times since I've, like, grown up. Mm-hmm. And it holds up as just, like, a decent story, like, a good, like, political intrigue kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was always, it's the kind of thing that goes a bit over your head when you're younger.
Yeah,
and then you watch these things.
You're disappointed by the story heavy episodes when you're younger, because you just want robots to fight each other.
And then when you're a bit older, you're like, oh, there's actually like a lot going on here.
Yeah, totally good stuff. What about like Netflix? I guess is it sort of the.
I think to go back to like the way I actually watch TV. I think, like, Netflix and that kind of Netflix specifically, because I don't subscribe to, like, Prime or any of the other ones, or. But I think I'm more likely now to watch something that way, like, on Netflix, than I am to sit down and watch the TV, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'll sit and I'll have, I'll maybe see. Because, I mean, when you're subscribed, they send you these emails like, oh, we've got a new show you might like or whatever, or a show you enjoyed is coming back or whatever. But I feel that I always find, and also I think that Netflix is going more, I know they do their own original films now, which are generally pretty good, but it feels more like, because, I mean, back when it launched, they had like a whole back catalogue of like mostly crap films, you know what I mean? And then they started making their own TV show style stuff. And I actually think that original programming, TV style programming, is like where the future is for them, because their kind of catalogue of films that they've licensed is getting smaller and smaller all the time. And their catalogue of like original shows is getting enormous now. With some feature films and documentaries and stuff that they've produced themselves peppered in amongst it, but I definitely think their push seems to be, right, we're going to have a total massive library of like original TV shows and reboots and stuff of TV shows you loved, and but yeah, like I say, I'm a lot more likely to, if I'm sitting and I'm like, oh, I fancy watching something, it's like I've been watching Better Call Saul, which is like, it says it's a Netflix original, but that's kind of like a co-production, isn't it? And that's one of the few that's up once a week, so I'll be like, oh, what am I going to watch? I'll be like, oh, I'll put something on Netflix rather than sit down in front of the TV.
I mean, that's pretty similar to how I would watch some, you know what I mean? Like, I think the thing that I love about Netflix is the ability to just binge on something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just there, it's all there, and it's like, look. Because they know, it's like, they know that it's a pain to have to wait for like a week or a month to get your next episode or something. So it's like, look, here it is, watch it as fast or as slow as you like.
Well, see, that's always been the kind of conceit of television, isn't it? It's like, oh, tune in next week, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, but people are over that now, you know what I mean?
That's the thing.
The way people
for better or worse, people are sick of that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's like I
can appreciate, even remembering when I used to watch things like Week, you know what I mean? When I used to watch like, I don't know, like Charmed or something like that. Which, yes, is something I used to watch like once a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'd watch that for years.
Yeah.
But, or like Smallville.
Oh yeah, I remember watching Smallville.
Until, when, did you watch all of Smallville?
I watched all of it.
Yeah, I stopped eventually.
I watched all of it.
Smallville was the first show where, because like obviously when you're younger, you kind of watch things and you keep, like you just watch them.
Yeah.
Because you didn't really have a gauge of quality when you're younger anyway, you know what I mean? But Smallville was definitely the first show where I actually stopped watching a TV show, where I was like, no, this is now too bad for me to keep watching it, and I stopped.
Yeah.
And it was when they killed off Jimmy Olsen.
Ah,
I was like, no dice, not interested.
Did he not have like a
twin brother?
Yeah, that show was
bad.
God, Smallville,
Michael Rosenbaum, only good thing about that, Lex Luthor, like so good as Lex Luthor.
He was really good. Remind when they had him like come back with him.
So much better than it. Like easily, I would say the best live action Lex Luthor that there's ever been.
Yeah.
Because like Gene Hackman Lex Luthor, crap. Kevin Spacey Lex Luthor is the same. Jesse Eisenberg, like I said, the better.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
No, that was a really good realisation of the character, yeah. And in as well, what was otherwise quite an underwhelming show.
We've discussed this before, but it's when you've got, like, 22 episodes to fill, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It stops being a bit, like, kind of the cool stuff and starts being more a bit like soap opera.
Yeah.
Bullshit, you know
it's
what
like
I mean?
It's like, I watched him. I haven't seen any of the, like, Supergirl show that's on.
My mum watches it.
And I saw a scene from like the most recent finale, I suppose it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Supergirl fighting like the Red Tornado. Okay. And it was like, and it was quite cool, right? And I was like, you know, I could go back and watch this show in the hopes that there might be more moments like this. But I know that this is probably the best bit of this whole show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've seen it now. You
Martian
know what I mean?
Manhunter's in it.
Really?
Yeah. He looks surprisingly great.
Aye.
Yeah.
Rather than just like the, in like, Smallville, let's just have a black guy.
Yeah. No, he's all green.
Really?
Like, costume and stuff. He looks really good.
That's interesting.
I got told, like Arrow and no, it was The Flash.
Because
people always go on about Arrow and The Flash.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
For some reason. And I've never watched them.
I've never seen a single moment.
You know what I mean? I've been burned on Smallville. Yeah. I know they're not going to be good. You like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You can't have good TV shows about superheroes, you know what I mean? Unless they're made by like Netflix, where you've got like $1 million an episode. It just doesn't work like that. And because sadly, it is all in the sort of look of these things. You know what I mean?
And if you can't sell the look, then.
And I got told about like The Flash, so I watched an episode. Just one episode. It was on really like late at night. I was just watching TV. I was flicking through the channels. And I was like, I'm going to watch this. I watched the full episode. It was total garbage.
Really?
Like some of the worst crap I've ever seen. Like, just like you say, it's all that soap opera crap that you didn't want. When you like at no point when you're reading like a Flash comic book, do you want him to like, I wonder how he's getting on with his like love interest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, no, go and fight
like,
Gorilla Grodd.
You're like,
are
you running really fast? No, well then I don't care.
Yeah, and like I was told that the guy, like Grant Gustin, is like a really good Flash. He's a really like generic, like John Everyman kind of Flash, who's no even very Flash-ish.
Yeah.
He's no very funny. He's not like quick with lines and stuff. He's not like, he doesn't take it seriously until he has to take it really seriously. None of that
it's
stuff.
Just
he's
like
just like
middle of the road.
Just normal guy.
Yeah.
Just a middling like beige personality guy.
Yeah.
That's always going to be the case though with these things.
You're totally right about like,
it's about demographics. Eh? It's a demographics game.
Yeah.
You have to play to the crowds.
True.
Did you ever watch that? Do you ever see that? There's a film called, what was it, The TV Set?
No.
It's like, it's with David Duchovny and like Sigourney Weaver in it. And it's like, he's this writer who tries to get like a TV pilot made. And she's this like TV executive. And it's like that episode of, can that episode of Family Guy where Brian writes that, like that thing and they end up casting James Fraser and stuff. It seems like that episode of Family Guy is based on that film.
Right.
Because they're like, the TV execs are like just clueless, like numbers people, you know what I mean? Who are like, they just can't wrap their head around like why you would want like a really sensitive actor to play the main character or something like that, you know what I mean? And it's just fun, it's like, I watched it and kind of like, equal measures enjoyment and like sadness because I'm like, that's what TV's like. Yeah. It's just a shame, eh?
It's like a big, just boards with like what marks do we need to hit?
Because I think like there's a bit in it when they're trying to like name the TV show, and his title was like the Wexler Chronicles because about this guy called Sam Wexler.
Yeah.
And they didn't like the TV show name. So they test a bunch on like people, and one of them, it's just like these total random vox pop crap things, and one of them's in like a shopping mall with this guy, and they're like, what about Call Me Nuts? And he's like, oh, that's great, because he's fucking nuts, and he's like, he loves it, so they call it Call Me Nuts, or something like, or Call Me Crazy, or something.
Oh my god.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Just, yeah, it doesn't seem like a healthy environment to raise an idea, really.
No, definitely not.
When you've got all these kind of arbitrary things, you need like, oh, it needs to say this to this type of person. And,
exactly. Yeah. Do you have like a sort of, what, like everybody has them, but what's your kind of like show that you just watch out of obligation these days?
I'm quite fortunate not, I don't think there is anything recently that I do watch out of obligation. Just because I think, again, coming back to being such a total massive fan of Netflix and stuff, like, I think I'm just too spoiled for, you know what I mean? Too spoiled for choice. I mean, I watched...
No, The Walking Dead.
Well, see, I watched the most recent season of The Walking Dead, and I do actually enjoy The Walking Dead.
Okay.
It can just be a bit punishing at times, you know what I mean? Correct. It's not like... So I don't necessarily feel obliged to watch it. It's more just a case that sometimes you just wish it was a bit better. But it was like when I went through a phase of watching like Hell on Wheels, for example.
I remember,
that was a real...
I remember how excited you were when you first watched Hell on Wheels and you told me about it.
Because I was like, in theory, what a great idea for a show, you know what I mean? Cowboys and commons in it and you know what I mean? Like all this stuff and it's just bad.
Does it still make it?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you not watch it anymore?
Nah, I don't watch it. You're
finally giving up.
Yeah, after like a couple of seasons, I was just like, nah.
That's the thing, like, whenever I speak to like my mum about TV, she watches anything. Anything and everything. And she's like, I spoke to her the other night about something, and she mentioned something she was watching. She was like, yeah, it's not very good. And I'm like, well, why do you still watch it?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know, it might get better. I'm like, yeah, but it's not gonna, right? Yeah. And also, see, if you stopped watching this, you could watch, like, a different show that might actually be good for the outset. You know what I mean? It's just, it's baffling to me that somebody would just still accept something like, you know what I mean? Like, this show that's not good, but I'll keep watching it anyway.
It's also how... she says, it's like, oh, it might get better. It's like, yeah, but how much better does it need to get to then justify the previous bits of it that have been bad? You know what I mean? It's like, surely we need to get tons better.
My favourite thing is waiting until, like, the end of season cancellation list comes out.
Oh, yeah.
And then reading through it and seeing which ones my mum watches. And having a nice laugh.
And just all of them. Just all cancelled.
The last time it was a lot of them. It was a lot of shows. Like Revenge. Remember Revenge?
Oh, yeah.
God, that was a horrible program.
That total creaked on for a while.
I know. Surprisingly long, given that she never seemed to get the revenge she should have been getting.
And she's what? She's in like...
She's in...
Big movies
Captain
now.
Captain America. Yeah.
For some reason.
I know. I don't really like her.
I don't think she's that great. Yeah.
No. I didn't
know. How she ended up getting... In Captain America.
Maybe she just did a bloody good audition.
Maybe, yeah.
She doesn't even
look... God damn, she can act.
She looks nothing like Hayley Atwell, even.
No.
Because she is meant to be her, like, niece or whatever. Grand niece or something.
Yeah.
Do you watch Agent Carter?
None of the new one. Is if there's right? new one. So I watched the first season.
I watched the second season, it's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's the same.
I kind of forgot. The same, eh? I kind of forgot about it. I will watch it though, because it was because the first season.
First season was alright. It's fine. It's no great.
Yeah,
it's fine. It's no bad though. You know what I mean? It's not like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. bad.
Yeah.
Where you've got like too many characters, too much crap going on. You know what I mean? Whereas like, fair enough, you've got like soap opera ish stuff more so in the second season. Right. But that's kind of an actual part of it this time.
Ah, right, okay.
You know what I mean? It's not like, you know when you watch these things and you could tell that they've added, they need to pad out these, like, this romance for filler. Whereas it's like actually
plot.
Part of the sort of story. Why she's like she's choosing between people and stuff. But yeah, it's okay. I wish they would just make it on Netflix, though.
Yeah.
Because it would be so much better.
Just give it that punch that it needs,
I'm curious as well as to how long they're going to keep making it. You know what I mean? Because obviously it will get to a point where you'll need to catch up with the proper continuity. And how much more can you add? How much more are you willing to add into the back catalogue, the Marvel stuff? You know what I mean?
It's also, it becomes when it's like, when it's these Marvel shows and that, it becomes like, well, how does this relate to what's happening now? You know what I mean? Mm. And it becomes it because it's all well to say, oh, we'll do a show that's like in the history and it's like the early days of S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever. Yeah. And that's fine because that's an interesting idea. But then it's like, what are we trying to say in the past about the present or about the future or whatever? And it gets to the point where you're like, well, have we said what we need to say? Can we wrap this up?
Yeah. And they're definitely, I assume they're definitely going to make another series because like the second season ends on like a bit of a cliffhanger.
Right.
Yeah,
probably.
So, I don't know. One of the things that happened in the first season actually related to one of the most recent episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, really?
It's quite nice. Like, in terms in terms of like a technology that you
see,
it's like refined a bit more for obviously the modern Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm.
And you see it, which is pretty cool. They actually do feed into each other more, you know what I mean? It's just because like, they're still marginalised by the movies.
Yeah.
So, But yeah.
What next?
What else is on TV?
What else is on TV?
Sport.
Sport, yeah. Don't watch any sport.
I hate having to watch sport on like TV because it's like...
Really?
No, I like watching it on TV, but it's more like the endless amount of, like we're talking about, subscription kind of thing.
Yeah.
It just bothers me, you know what I mean? Because you could watch, like, certain things on the BBC.
It's all spread out.
You know what I mean? You have to watch, like, certain things on ITV. Like, football coverage on ITV is one of the worst things that you'll ever see in your life. Like, the actual... Fair enough, they point the cameras at the ball.
Yeah.
You see the actual game.
Yeah.
You see when you have to, like, listen to their, like, ear-bleedingly terrible, like, commentary and then post pre-match analysis. But then as well, you have, like, a lot of stuff's owned by Sky. Now, like, this, like, year, a lot of stuff's been bought by, like, BT Sport.
Ooh.
And it's like, you can't even, like...
It's like, who's that?
Unless you're willing to, you know what I mean, just pay the... however much extra a month, even though you're already paying extra for your sports package to get BT Sport, because they've got like the Champions League and stuff, so you can't watch any of that, so you have to like stream it somehow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That must be so frustrating when you've got like, especially with football, it's like, I know there's the different leagues and stuff and the different cups and whatever, the different competitions. But, like, to have one sport that's, like, so license-wise spread out must be, like, it's super really frustrating because you're like, right, I want to watch the football, but which specific, where do I have to go for, you know what I mean?
Because in terms of, like, if you're just talking about, like, kind of, I mean, I didn't really watch Scottish football that much, but you get, like, the FA Cup, like, the English FA Cup is on, like, BBC, right, but then you've got like league games on Sky Sports and on BT Sport, and then you've got Champions League games just on BT Sport. And it's like, this is crazy, you know what I mean? Just, There should just be a channel called Sport.
Football channel.
Yeah, football one.
Yeah.
Like, rugby two. Yeah. Like, that's it. And then you just, well, that's all that's on this channel. And it's like, you get everybody involved. It's like, BBC, chuck in some of your license money.
Yeah.
We could cover everything. Like, Sky, you could, you know what I mean? Whatever. Like, instead of that chaos that's going on.
That's how
I hate
seems.
It.
Yeah, it's just...
It's never going to happen, though.
Nah, it's too much money.
Unless, like, one corporation ended up owning all the TV.
Yeah.
Would that be a good thing?
I don't know.
You get it.
Probably not.
Probably not, no.
Not for creativity in the medium, I suppose, but...
No. And then, like, a propaganda-ish, yeah.
Yeah.
sort of state affairs.
Yeah.
You'd get, like, a sort of Rupert Murdoch scenario.
Yeah.
But, in terms of getting all the sports, though...
Yeah, it'd all be in one place.
So there you go.
And that's the main thing.
That's all I care about.
Yeah. Do, that's one thing Netflix don't do, sports.
Sport. How could Netflix do sports?
Yeah.
Because, like...
I guess that presents a format... problem for them, doesn't it?
Because you do it, you like, there's no way to get like live things on Netflix, is there?
Not as of yet, no.
Where do you think Netflix could go next, though, in terms of, like, because they already make films, they make TV, they even do like TV week by week release. What could they do to like innovate next?
Oh. Yeah, I think I could see them doing, like, they did their, for example, last Christmas, they did their like very Murray Christmas thing.
Did you watch that?
I never watched it.
I started watching it. Didn't really enjoy it that much, so I stopped.
But I could see them maybe going into some live broadcast things, depending on the format, you know what I mean? Like that kind of variety show format or like roast of format. I could see them maybe
doing... Well, they already do a lot of like comedy kind of specials and stuff like that anyway.
So I could maybe see them... You know what I mean? Like with the stand-up and stuff, like partnering to do like a live broadcast. And obviously then it would be available after the fact as well.
Yeah.
But saying a thing like, log in at this time, you know what I mean? To be the very first to see. But I don't know, it's difficult when... Because, like you say, they're not really set up for live things like that. And you don't really know... And again, it flies in the face of their whole watch it whenever you want business model, you know what I mean? So...
So is this the kind of like, have they taken it to the conclusion? Like,
I don't know.
I mean, wait, I'm not saying it's the end of Netflix.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
they're not innovating anymore. Gonna, but you know what I mean? They're like,
but yeah, you're right to say like, what is the next? Because it's this. All these companies are always chasing the next innovation. So it's right to say like, what is the next innovation for Netflix? I don't know. Doing their own TV shows, doing their own movies. It's like, well, where do you take it next? Like, what's the And producing, I mean, particularly the thing, producing their own stand-up, producing their own documentaries. It's like, what's, like...
Plays.
Yeah, I'm like, what's
directing
next?
Directing
like,
their own plays.
Doing, having like a shorts program, you know what I mean? But even then, they
just
they already...
Just shorts, like,
you like short shorts. No, like doing like a short film
like
program,
QVC.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it's like, it is true, it's like it's some kind of Netflix-sponsored film festival, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Where it's like a Sundance, but it's, I don't know, I'm like, what's the...
You could totally do that, though, because see if you were to do, like, say, you were like, Netflix was to, I don't know, they were like, we're having this film festival,
yeah,
right? Make a film, send it to Netflix, we'll, like, review it, then we'll stick all of them on Netflix, and whoever gets the most kind of like the highest ratings, most, like we'll work out an algorithm for like highest
sure
rating and
got,
most, most views. They get the like prize.
Yeah,
that year.
Well, yeah.
They could
See,
totally
I think
do
that,
that.
I think some. You know what I mean? Something that's like it's taken the idea of the like watch whenever you want format, right? But add in some kind of like spectacle or live. Element, and you know what I mean. I think something like maybe some kind of festival or so, you know what I mean. Something like that could be.
Yeah, I mean, you could still do a lot. Like people would know when something was on Netflix because it's like we knew when the next season of Daredevil.
Yeah,
came out,
like
I mean?
Say, they send out the emails.
Getting
adverts
on Netflix and stuff. You know what I mean? To to know
and they
that.
Promote their stuff in like cinemas and yeah. like because that was the big thing with the Daredevil season 2, wasn't it? They had a big cinema, yeah. they had a big cinema before that. All that stuff was was that, did we not see a big Daredevil one before Batman versus Superman yeah. as well? Yeah. So a couple of like Marvel things like
yeah, Civil War thing
sneaky
as well.
Before, like watch this, but then watch these.
Yeah. You enjoy these.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like the same goes for like Amazon Prime, I suppose as well.
Yeah.
Amazon
not
more like
fan of Amazon.
Prime. Amazon more like it. Amazon Prime doesn't have much on it.
Like, yeah. See, that's the like thing. Like, spark. It feels quite lacking. And also, there's like what's the thing? I'm trying to think, like if you put the things side by side, you're like Netflix, you think of all the things that Netflix has got to total hammer on about, and when you think of Amazon Prime, it's like, oh, what do their adverts show, like what, Outlander, Vikings, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's not,
I think as well though, like Netflix have the benefit of being like just Netflix,
yeah,
whereas Amazon Prime are also Amazon.com,
they have to be,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they also do, well, we're a big shop,
yeah,
you know,
we're
what
also,
I mean?
Cause that's the thing, it's like,
which is a weird, when you actually think about
when you
it,
say,
when you
like,
say it aloud, you're like, that's the same if you got, like, Asda TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
TV, a channel, like a TV channel called Asda, and you, like, turns to it, and it was,
yeah.
like, programs made by Asda.
Yeah. I think the thing with Amazon is as well, it's like, when you pay your Prime thing, right, that's not necessarily for, like, Prime is this thing that they, like, the TV thing,
mm-hmm.
the streaming. Is like something that they throw in with a Prime
yeah,
subscription.
People want the free delivery.
Yeah,
because
your Amazon
Prime.
Your Amazon Prime is your free
one day delivery,
and it's like, because I have had the Prime subscription, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I had the Prime trial,
yeah.
right? And I used the free delivery, but I never watched anything like on Amazon Prime because I knew that the stuff was all, it was all garbage. You know what I mean? They just didn't have the shows.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be, like, there is meant to be some okay stuff, but...
Yeah.
Like, because, like, Outlander does get praised quite highly, and, like, that thing that, what was it, like, you know what I'm talking
Ron
about?
Ron Perlman.
The
show
Jesus.
About him being
like,
God, or whatever
God,
it is.
Hand
of
God.
Hand of God, yeah.
That's weird. Look, that looks really weird.
Yeah.
No, the thing with Jeffrey Tambor, what's that called? Where he plays like a transvestite or something.
Oh,
like
transparent.
Transparent. Is that what it is? Transparent?
I think it's transparent,
Ah, that's clever.
Yeah.
See? Already good for the title. Should be watching it. Got to catch
yeah,
up.
I think that's what it's called.
Ah, that's
yeah.
better. That's better than what I thought.
Yeah.
Would you make it like reality TV?
Reality TV.
It's total garbage.
I think it generally
it's
is.
It's fascinating garbage,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Like, I find it really interesting how people watch it. Yeah.
That's it, go downstairs in the loudest way possible. And make the dogs bark.
Do they know what a podcast is?
Clearly no. Yeah, no, I think reality TV is interesting because like we said earlier on, it's like, it's super cheap. So
yeah.
like now, in like this age of like, everybody tightening their belts, especially like in the creative industries, they're like, right,
yeah.
we need to make TV, but how do we make TV on a shoestring? And I think reality TV is the answer to that. It's like, well, we do all these, like, we do like cooking shows, antiques, roadshow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, like Gogglebox is the perfect example
yeah.
because
yeah.
it's so cheap.
Because it's a TV show about people watching TV
yeah.
shows.
It's like, your production costs extend to, like, setting up a GoPro above somebody's
yeah.
TV
like,
and then leaving it there
yeah.
for 6 months.
I've said this to you before. I cannot wait till the day when there's an episode of Gogglebox where they're talking about people
where
watching
they watch
Gogglebox.
Yeah.
Like, that's
it's
just...
got to be coming. Yeah.
But, yeah, obviously, and you get your, like, competition, your, like, talent show
yeah.
kind of things, which
yeah.
are just, like... I'm not gonna like be scornful of people that watch reality TV and stuff. It's like, obviously, a lot of the vast overwhelming majority of it is total crap, like a tidal wave of shite.
Yeah.
But, like, it is interesting to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I find it, like, a fascinating thing that, like, I mean, like, see if you, like, just, again, like we're saying about, like, Amazon Prime, like, yeah, the idea of Amazon.com, right?
Yeah.
See if you, like, said out loud what, like, Big Brother, the TV show, is.
Yeah.
It sounds like some sort of death camp experiment. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, we'll lock however many, like, random weirdos on us,
yeah,
together,
yeah,
and, like, do all these, like, frankly dehumanizing, horrible, like, experiments,
yeah,
on them,
yeah,
and see how long they can, like, take before they snap and kill,
like,
each other.
Yeah. It's like the vaults for Fallout, but if it was, like, a TV show.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. You, like, you
put them in and,
yeah,
do, like, these weird experiments on them, yeah.
I feel like the vaults for Fallout would be lost on somebody that watches Big Brother.
I think so, yeah.
But, yeah, you want, like, that is this, it's the same, and it's bizarre,
yeah,
that people go along with it. You,
yeah,
know what I mean?
But that's the thing, it's, like, it's just, it's so cheap to make.
Yeah,
and I think people
just get a weird house,
yeah,
some wacky IKEA furniture, some cameras. There you go, you're done. A Geordie guy to do the voiceover.
Because it's what was it like? Channel 5 has that now.
Channel 5's got it now.
Is it still ongoing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Channel 4 did it, and then
to death.
Then they were like,
and then it was like the corpse was picked up and slung over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Channel 5. Where all good TV shows go die.
Yeah. Oh, you done with that? We'll take it, says Channel 5. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that like kind of like aspirational thing, the way that like reality TV and just TV in general, you know what I mean, just sets you up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is what life is and this is what life can be.
Yeah.
It's the root of all evil.
Yeah.
It's what I'm saying.
It's true, though. It's like, there's massive business, but I mean, not even in there. Like, I think that, like, they've really made their money off saying, especially presenting people. I hate to talk bang on about things like the Kardashians and that, because it's not fair, because they're just women at the end of the day, I suppose. But it's like taking people and saying,
no, they're aliens, though. It's a Star Trek.
No, they're all,
that's who you're talking about, right?
Yeah, the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Live long and shop or whatever. and taking people and saying, like, this, your life could be like this.
Yeah.
Like, you are this close, Alan Graham, to being, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To having all the shoes and all the,
and all the giant rapper
boyfriends
in the world,
that you,
yeah,
want, you know what I mean? And, like, that's what, and I think in this country, what they do to some extent is the opposite, whereby they say, you are this close from being this filthy scumbag living on the streets. Like, count yourself lucky, you,
yeah,
know what I mean?
That's like British attitude, though, isn't,
yeah,
it?
Like, yeah,
when,
like,
whereas
that,
in America, somebody would watch, like, the Kardashians,
yeah,
and go, like, I'm going to be the next,
yeah,
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Like, somebody who's famous for being nothing.
Yeah.
Famous for being famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in Britain, they show you, like, benefits,
yeah,
straight or something like that.
See, it's all this?
Like,
it's gone like,
yeah,
that. Yeah.
It's like a forewarning,
yeah,
kind of thing.
That's the thing. It's like, I wonder what that says politically, like you say about attitudes in this country, where rather than that kind of like aspirational television that,
yeah,
they have in the States, like the whole American dream thing, over here it's like, you are on thin ice. Like,
a shaky peg. Yeah. Like, it could go south so quickly for you. The thing is,
why don't
is,
you dare stretch or aspire, yeah, because you just don't have the,
like,
room.
Look, just settle. See,
yeah,
see the life you're in right now? Settle into it,
yeah,
because it could be so much worse.
That's,
like,
that's basically what they say. Yeah.
Like, every day, though, you know what I mean? It's like living fear for the TV,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Because you, like, you work your, like, humdrum bad job,
yeah,
you come home, and then you watch these things, and it kind of, like, I don't know, you watch these things and they're like, you're like, oh, this, I could maybe, you know what I mean? They present this obviously unobtainable, yeah. goal to you. You know what I mean? Like, this could be your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if it's like a fictional thing.
Yeah.
You're like, this is what life is. It's yeah. like, well, it's not what life is, but people think it can be.
Yeah.
Even though it literally cannot. You know what I mean? And then you go back to work and you're... It's like really cruel what TV yeah. does. You know what I mean?
It's
like taunts you every day of your life.
Even the like aspirational stuff in this country, it's like, if you look at like our soaps and things, it's like, what it's like you're saying about coming back for working in the mines or whatever, or in the shoe factory all day,
yeah.
and coming home, or call centre is probably more likely, and coming home.
Amazon.com.
Yeah, Amazon death cam. And then coming back, and then watching soaps and shows about folk who do the same job that you do, you yeah. know what I mean? And just, it's like, oh... And it's like we're saying about the Kardashians in America and stuff. It's like, at least in the States, they have that kind of aspirational show. You come home for your work and then sit and watch TV, and it's actually saying like, oh, you could maybe take a step up. Whereas here, it's like, come home, put your feet up, watch a whole other load of folks struggle just as yeah, hard as you. Or like, then watch people who are so much worse off.
Yeah. Or you could watch like some like Made in Chelsea, which is in theory yeah. meant to be like the aspirational version of like British TV. But yeah. it just comes across as like taunting.
We'll see.
Because it's like, the rich are horrible.
It's like,
and they do what they want.
You know the thing I always think about Made in Chelsea? It's like, Made in Chelsea is to, like, class relations in this country what Boris Johnson is to politics. Because yeah. he takes, like, the elites, like, the financial and political elite,
yeah.
and makes them look like a teddy bear. Yeah. And that's exactly what Made in Chelsea does. It's like, these people actively, like, profit off the sweat of your back, you yeah. know what I mean? But, like, look how quirky and, oh, isn't Jamie Lang such a weirdo, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like, these people, like, in reality, are just horrible people, yeah, probably. You yeah. know? Like, I don't know them. The thing is, you probably would meet one, and aye. They'd be fine.
Yeah.
They'd be just an idiot.
Yeah.
You'd meet them and go, right, alright, okay, you're just an idiot, yeah. right? But it's because of, like, the class they belong to, yeah. and, like, what they kind of represent yeah. that makes them kind of, like, a bad person. Yeah. But then you see them on the show, and it's like, oh, they're going out and getting drunk just like yeah, you do at the weekend.
Got so much in common.
You know yeah. what I mean? You know how you went out last night and like spent £50 on one drink? Yeah. Remember that? It's like, no, because I was out like drinking Buckfast in yeah. like, a paper bag, yeah. like in the park. Like.
Off in pain. Yeah.
But I get what you mean.
Yeah.
At TV.
Yeah, I suppose those two things are comparable. If I like squint really hard,
yeah. But that, I guess that's like just British politics for you as yeah. well. But you know what I mean? It's
there's so much.
We're all the same. It's like, well, we're not though.
That's it. It's like, there was so much of that for a while where it was like factual and like infotainment and that kind of like docudrama style stuff where it was like, oh, the rich are just like we are. You know what I mean? That was the opposite to the kind of Benefit Street thing. It was like, oh, aren't they just exactly like we are? And it's like, well,
yeah, it's what somebody like
propaganda.
You know what I mean? David Cameron does like every election campaign. It's
yeah.
like, oh, look, I eat hot dogs just
I'm
like
gonna,
you.
I'm gonna roll my
and a fork
I'm gonna roll
for some reason.
Like, I'm gonna roll my sleeves up and yeah,
yeah, put on this hard hat,
yeah.
and like a high vis like vest, just like you do like every day of your
bloke.
Life. It's like
yeah.
no, everybody puts
yeah.
on a hard
yeah.
hat and a high vis vest.
Yeah, you've got like George Osborne like putting a high vis jacket on the wrong way, like arms out first, getting it done up the back and stuff.
Yeah. Like a stranger.
Yeah. Yeah, all that. I can't be doing with that, like, we're all the same. All the toffs are just like we are stuff. Which makes up a good bulk of the rest of the reality TV. This is unrelated to TV. It's about a play that I read about, right? But apparently there's like a, it's just to follow on from the politics thing, apparently there's like a musical on in London that's like Jeremy Corbyn the musical, and it's like, it's like about, it's about Jeremy Corbyn and Diane Abbott in the 70s go to visit like East Germany, I think, for
okay.
a holiday.
It's like based on a true story.
No, it's like, it's just a stupid musical. And And it's split between like the '70s when they go there, and then it's split between like a future where Jeremy Corbyn has become Prime Minister. And basically, it's put on by this like, and the article that I read about it was saying that like satire and stuff is always supposed to kind of like target up the way rather than target down the way. And it was saying that like basically it's like poor form to like make a musical that's like basically taking the piss out of Jeremy Corbyn and poor people when the majority, it's a situation now where it's like a powerful situation for people who have a lot of money and stuff. And it was basically just saying that like this play was put on by kind of people who were from, I think it was like a drama group from like Oxford or something, you know what I mean, who were putting on this like, oh, let's make fun of Jeremy Corbyn, you know what I mean. And it just makes me think of that thing I was saying about like normalizing the kind of political elite and stuff. It's like, it just feels a bit like, is that really what we do? You know what I mean? I think it's like about satire, you're supposed to target the people who have the most privilege or whatever, rather than taking the people who have the least and saying, well, we'll target them.
That's what satire is.
So weird. I just remember reading about it and thinking, yeah, that's really odd. Like, because, you're making fun. Oh, wouldn't it be ridiculous if Jeremy Corbyn became Prime Minister? And it's like, yeah, but for a lot of people, that would be preferable. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, this doesn't... Yeah.
I mean, I guess to a certain extent, arguing against that, like, the counterpoint to that argument is that, well, surely if the rich can be satirized, surely the rich should be allowed to put on their own.
Yeah, it just like, feels like bad their own form, like, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it feels like that, like, you know what I mean, like, South Park. The thing where Al Qaeda, like putting on that TV show about like America, you know what I mean? Like, crat them all over people and stuff. It's that kind of thing.
It's just the idea that, like,
thinking about the TV.
It's just the idea that, like, if you're already in that privileged position, like, you need to kick folk when they're down, kind of thing. And when I was reading about it, I was like, just because you can understand maybe like plays and stuff being made about like the equivalent of like you would do a play about like David Cameron going to like visit, I don't know, like Pinochet or somebody, I don't know, you know what I mean? It's like whatever the equivalent would be, whatever the horrifying equivalent would be. And that would like that would make a bit more sense, because you'd be like, well, they're in power, so it makes a bit more sense to kind of like lampoon them a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought it was so weird.
It's the rich shouldn't need to satirize.
Yeah, that's it.
Rich.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you're in power, you know what I mean, then
you should be satisfied by the fact you have power.
Yeah.
Satire is for like the poor people. We need this.
Yeah.
We need this.
It's like reverse propaganda.
We've worked hard in the mines all day.
Yeah.
Like, let us have a
yeah. But yeah, so weird. Just sounded like a total bad play as well, but
it probably is, yeah.
I mean, the things that, like, tough people think are funny anyway are never that funny, so... Oh, Jeremy Corbyn in a musical with Diane Abbott going to communist Germany or whatever, you know what I mean? How droll.
Yeah.
But that's not TV.
That's not TV, that's a
theatre.
Exactly.
So no one cares.
That's next week. No, it's not. We're not talking about that ever, because who cares? Exactly.
Because it's theatre, no one cares.
Yeah, we're not, like, I'm sure, right, for the, what, like, two reasons. One, nobody cares.
Yeah.
And two, if you did care enough to listen to an episode of a podcast about theatre, this is not the podcast to do that.
Yeah, this is
we are,
not
like,
the podcast
not
you're
equipped
looking for.
To,
yeah.
I mean, like, in theory, we should be equipped.
In terms of, like, investment.
Yeah, emotional investment. Yeah. No, you're not gonna get that for us.
It would be an episode whereby we sit down and we're like, so it's theatre this week,
and then struggle through it for maybe half an hour before stopping.
Yeah,
or talking about films or TV.
Yeah,
like, or just quitting, avoiding the pretense. Yeah.
Well, that reminds me of a film I saw. And then spending the rest of
Did you
of
say
the
films? Let's talk about films. I've seen a film.
Yeah.
Yeah. TV, though, eh?
Yes. I suppose where it's all headed.
Where is it all headed?
I don't know. Virtual reality. How do you feel about virtual reality and its impact on the visual?
Virtual reality is kind of like something kind of nightmarish.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's that, what's that short film you told me to watch where the guy has the VR eye things and he, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he sits in a total bare flat. And yeah. It's like he just watches TV, but
and all the
through
stuff's
his
like,
eye. Everyone's
yeah.
like animated onto his eyes. Yeah. Which is like terrifying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, and again, going back to like Black Mirror and stuff, they do things similar to that. Yeah. You know what I mean? We are like Zed eyes and stuff. Yeah. It's kind of cool to start with before you realise how like terrible the whole thing is.
Yeah. Because that's the thing as well. It's like virtual reality. I think if everybody's got, I mean, I know just now it's like goggles, right? Mm. But eventually, you're right, it's probably going to be just like
contact lenses,
right?
Or just like they cut out your eyes when you're a baby and replace them with better eyes.
With robot eyes, yeah. But like imagine,
John de la Forge eyes.
Yeah, imagine sitting like on the sofa next to someone and you've both just got these headsets on. Like
watching
that's not really,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or even if you're watching the same thing, it's like, it's not. Surely that defeats the shared experience.
The communal sort of aspect of TV, which is what it used to be, you know what I mean? Which is when it was nice, when the family would sit around the TV and watch like a show together, because it was the first time it had ever been on.
Because the idea that you're going to have virtual reality where 360 degrees you can like move and look around the scene, you know what I mean, and see like, but again it's like what kind of that work for?
I haven't, like, as much as I didn't want to do this, to bring it back to theatre right for a second, right,
if I may,
haven't like been involved in and been an audience member in like sort of immersive, what we've classed as like immersive theatre pieces. I think they are actually genuinely great and quite fascinating sometimes. Because you could go in, like the best one I ever saw was at like some house, you know what I mean? I've told you about this, and you go out, you went around the house and you met like the same character played by different actresses in different rooms, and it was kind of like at different points in her life.
Yeah.
That was great, because you then became like part of the story when you spoke to her, you know what I mean? And I think like that really is great. But it's great in, like, a theatre context.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, an immediacy, there's, like, a live aspect to it where you go in and it's, like, particularly for something like that, or just in general, the minute you've added, like, an audience member who is not part of the troupe of actors, they go in and then they add something random.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and you do not know what's going to happen. And then you can, like, gain even more respect for the actor.
Yeah.
It's like, they're going along with this and it's working, you know what I mean? Whereas if it's like a VR kind of thing where they film like a whole episode of like a TV show or something,
it's still just passive, isn't it?
Yeah, so you're just
not
watching it.
Yeah,
and you could, fair enough, you could like look around.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. But you're still gonna hear everything that's going on. You're just, if anything, you're like,
I think you're ruining
it for yourself. Yeah. There's a reason why people are paid to pick shots.
Yeah,
that would be
that's exactly what I was gonna say. It's like all you're doing is like undermining the fact of like, well. Now, if you want to film things for virtual reality, you have to put a big 360-degree camera in the middle of the scene.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Which will look bad.
Yeah, and then... So, the only... I don't really rate VR in the future in terms of, like, TV or filming anything. I think the only way that it's probably going to make a massive impact is in terms of, like, video games is probably going to be the tool, because it's not just like film or TV where you pick your shots and you film it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like with games, it's like there's more a rationale for like, okay, so I can move around the space, and you know what I mean, that makes a bit more sense. Whereas with film and TV, it's just, you don't need it, you know what I mean? Someone has, like you say, you've picked these shots, etc., to tell a certain story, and someone like waving their head around, do you know what I mean? Like, what difference does that make? You know what I mean?
I thought as well, like, I kind of think there's, like, the thing that worries and kind of, like, scares me about VR is that it's the kind of thing that you could see being able to be, like, lost in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because,
yeah, like, well, if, like, even for something like a game, like, I'd...
Yeah.
We've had a, like, you know what I mean? You have your fun with, like, motion controls and stuff and Kinect, and we could all agree they're rubber.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, because nobody, if you want to play a video game, you didn't want to be, like, jumping about the
board.
You ought to be sitting down on, like, a comfortable couch or something and just sitting fiddling with your controller.
Yeah.
And then, like, playing something, like, imagine playing, like, a kind of, like, RPG-ish thing, like a setting life RPG kind of thing, where you end up just, like, living this life instead of your own. You know what I mean? It's like people are already swallowed up enough.
Yeah.
No living their own lives by like playing video games and like enacting fantasies or just frittering it away watching TV or films or something like that when you could be, I don't know, going outside and like doing things.
Yeah.
That's not to say like art is a waste of time. It's but you
know
what
I mean though, yeah. I know what you mean.
Like there's like enough of that already without you actually literally shutting everything else off.
I know, it feels
you
very
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And having like your eyes seeing this like idealized situation which is not real. That's the point. It's like and will lines be blurred a bit, you know what I mean?
I can definitely see down the road where things like photorealistic graphics and stuff and if the ability to kind of simulate complex environments with virtual reality. It's like, I can definitely see...
It becomes like a terrifying mishmash of like all the sort of like most dystopic sci-fi movies. You know what I mean? It's like your... what's that really rubbishy one with Bruce Willis? The thing where the robot body
surrogates.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Because it's like the real people just sit in these like pods and get really old and horrible looking, whereas the surrogate person's all like cool and can do things, you know what I mean? But like that. Bad movie, but a good idea.
Yeah.
Like an interesting
idea. It's that whole question. It's like, it's about, I don't know, about a world without... Like, where actually who and what you are doesn't matter because you live this kind of, like, cyber life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's and for me, this takes a bit of a segue from what we're talking about, I suppose, but it's like, that makes me really sad to think that probably the future of humanity is in some kind of simulation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In some kind of, like... Matrix-like scenario whereby we're all just pod people and we're just wired into a big quantum computer that simulates a reality and we all just like... And you go to the... You work in the McDonald's, but you work in the digital McDonald's, you know what I mean? And you're like, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, go along to your work in the morning and it's all no real, you know what I mean?
But that's even sadder, if anything.
Yeah!
You're like... You're living this, like, virtual fantasy and even in that... You're working in McDonald's.
They'll get you, man. That's what happens. Yeah, like yeah. even if it gets to the point where they're like, okay, so all the machines do the work in the real world and make protein jelly for you in your pod, right? And you live in this like second life fantasy reality, like I don't know, just this, you know what I mean, this simulation, and you're like, oh great, well I'll live this like. I'll live like a total king in this simulation and I'll fly a dragon and I'll drive a Ferrari and then, you know what I mean? And I'll be like, best buds with Optimus Prime and I'll be able to do whatever I want. And it's like, oh no, but it's a simulation of our world as it was before the pods and stuff.
Yeah. So it's like,
and,
well, what was the
and
point?
You need to like get a mortgage and
you need to
pay the loan on your car and that.
These pods are the cheapest.
It's
like, it is the Matrix, but instead of weird squid robots, it's just businessmen rubbing their hands together. Like, you know what I mean?
Jeff Bezos and Ronald McDonald just
high five over these virtual pods.
Yeah, because that's it. It's like, you pay for your pod by like generating. It's like.
I was going to say, because it's like, if you pay for your pod, could you not at least like do a kind of Total Recall style, or be a spy, and you get paid for being a spy, and at least you're enjoying it, but then it's like, well, What? How can you possibly be generating income when you're doing like a fake job?
You know how it's probably gonna. This is like getting into like super speculation, science fiction now, right? But see how like Bitcoin works, and like they do. Basically, it's like a big long calculation, and people contribute their computers to doing the calculation with the prospect of being rewarded with a Bitcoin if they crack a bit of the calculation. Like, I imagine that's what this future's going to be like, where you're plugged into a machine, right? And your brain is the computer. So you generate income by performing just menial tasks in the simulation. That's like, it's basically cloud computing, but it uses everybody's brains to like crack these little codes to generate like digital currency. And then that's how you pay your way in the world, by basically donating your brain power to perform these complex calculations, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's better than sitting in the pod and getting all your blood sliced.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of, like, you know, the, like, merits thing for Black Mirror, where they run on the treadmill. They do take merits off them for their living and that, I suppose. So, yeah, it's a similar thing, but it's like a big just cloud computing that just uses everybody's brains rather than treadmilling.
That's TV.
TV and then some.
Jesus.
TV and then a bleak look at the future.
I know, that's... What will TV be like in that world?
Well, I mean, because it'll be a simulation of, like, the normal world, you'll get all your favourite shows.
Great.
But...
Jesus.
But you'll be a vegetable. That's horrendous. You'll be a pod vegetable, so it'll all be worthless.
Might as well just at birth, right? And also, how does the human race survive? Artificial, like,
probably, kinda, yeah. You probably like, don't test tube babies, yeah.
But you might as well just, instead of growing a test tube baby, just grow a brain.
A brain in a jar. Brain, like, well, that's the thing, isn't it? That's the philosophical thing, isn't it? It's like the brain in the jar thing. It's like, how do you not know that you're not just a brain in the jar? Because if everything's a simulation, you may well just be a brain in a jar somewhere.
Approach to life. Oh god.
So even you're like, right, I'm gonna break free from the simulation, right? Imagine this, you're like, I'm gonna break free from the simulation and I'm gonna live in the real world, whatever the real world looks like. Mm-hmm. And you come to and you're like, oh crap, I'm just a brain.
Brain in a jar.
I don't have a body, so I would have been better in the simulation.
Jesus.
I need to find a body, and then it's a whole sci-fi action film.
With this brain just floating about through a desert.
You become Krang. You need to build your like soft, doughy mountain man body to carry you around.
Oh Jesus, this took a turn.
And your belly.
Your belly. Stick the brain in your stomach. Yeah. Just wander about.
That's a TV show.
That sounds like to a certain extent that sounds like a cross between The Matrix and that film Rubber.
Yeah,
instead of your tire, it's a brain.
It's a brain. Just
I saw that the other night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Is that the first time you'd seen
it?
Oh, it's so good.
It's so weird.
Such a total crazy film.
So weird. Such a weird end.
Yeah. Have you seen Wrong Cops yet?
I've not seen Wrong Cops yet. No.
They're the other two by him. They're so good. So good.
That's us.
That's TV.
Jesus, that was bleak as fuck.
That was bleak.
So that's TV.
That's TV.
Yeah, look, if you guys have your own nightmarish thoughts about the future of TV, let us know.
Yeah.
Tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us at What's
Now Pod. Email us at whatsnowpodcast@gmail.com. Anything like questions, comments, weird like stuff, I guess.
I don't know, just anything.
Yeah, anything. Like suggestions for future shows, would really like welcome that. It'd be great.
Yeah.
Even like if we could get a few questions, we could do like a kind of mailbag type episode. I mean, the chances so far are very slim.
Questions for us. Why are you doing this? Yeah. Why won't you stop?
Yeah. We'll answer them at length. We could do it. We struggled through TV, but we could answer those.
Yes.
And they'll get equally as bleak towards the end.
Yeah.
You could subscribe to us, rate, review us on iTunes, and follow us on the darrow.org.uk SoundCloud. Check out darrow.org.uk. And next week, Don't know yet.
Who knows?
Something different.
Who knows?
All your questions. We'll be answering them next week.
need to like make up some questions to pretend we've been sent.
From Joe2K3. What is your thoughts on...
Can't even think of a thing.
New low.
Fake question.
What did you think of the latest Suicide Squad trailer? God. Right. Yeah, it's us.
Yeah, that's us.
Anything else to add? No, good.
Make sure you register to vote.
What is that?
There's on the election on the 4th, the local...
By-election.
Local elections on May the 4th.
Great. Right, so...
Make sure you register, make your voice heard.
Easy, Tiger. Just chill, what yeah, that's been What's Now. Subscribe for What's Next.
Bye. I'm gonna keep saying goodbye.